In the last 12 months, the world has welcomed the birth of 134 million children. Their high school graduation date is 2030. By current estimates, 61 million of them will never get to high school, let alone graduate. Not unless something in education changes, and quickly. Most of us had a factory schooling in an education system designed, conceived, and structured for a different era. Born out of the intellectual culture of the Enlightenment and economic model of the Industrial Revolution, school buildings, the school day, and the educational model used throughout the 20th century were largely based on the principles of factories. Subjects are separated, and children are educated in batches determined by the year of their birth. Bells ring in the same way they did when they were there to teach the future workforce about being punctual and efficient and responding to commands. Although the delivery method has changed, knowledge is still handed down from authority figures while the students sit meekly in their allotted place. Even the school day and the school year were designed for another era, when children had to be let out to work in fields, and when there was always someone at home at 3 in the afternoon. The goal was to transfer knowledge, but it created uniformity and engendered conformity. Though enlightened educators are moving away from this model in a few regions and districts, the movement is fragmented, lacking clear goals, and far too slow. This kind of industrial schooling has created an epidemic of apathy towards learning. By the time they reach high school, as many as 40 to 60% of all students, urban, suburban, and rural, are chronically disengaged from school. For every 10 children who start school, 4 drop out in sub-Saharan Africa, 3 in South and West Asia, 2 in Latin America and the Caribbean. 31 million of the world's children have dropped out of school and may never return. That is a tragic loss to all of us. To miss out on a solid education is to miss out on one of life's most rewarding and satisfying experiences. What's more, every additional year spent in school increases personal income by 10%. Statistics and studies bear out that staying in school is a road to better prospects, a more fulfilling life, and better health. But also because the next generation will be facing a radically different world than the one our educational system is preparing them for. The job market will be drastically different. The last 2 decades have brought us a completely different world, and the next 2 decades will likely create professions, products, services, and opportunities that don't yet exist. Those who make it and graduate in 2030 will need to solve some of the most complex global challenges facing humanity. At the moment, we aren't aligned on how to tackle climate change or deal with shortages of energy, water, and food that are likely to impact on a planet that will be populated by 8.3 billion people in 2030. We will need the full force of this generation's creativity and imagination. It would be calamitous for us to miss out on the next Einstein, Curie, or Mandela. That's why there is an urgency to improve the system, because we are failing to maximize the potential of children currently in the system. We're going to need to be adaptable and flexible moving forward. We need to ask some important questions. How will we give these children the tools to solve big problems and realize new opportunities? What will those tools be? How do we ensure that the children born this year are ready for their life, a life they get to choose in 2030 and beyond? Simply put, how do we take learning into the 21st century?